Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Live from Radio Row in Miami, presented by the Low T Center. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
You know, some people are just known, all you have to do is say their first name.
Yeah.
Then there's some that all you have to do is just say the initials.
Right.
Join us now is TD. What's happening?
What's going on,
huh?
Us?
Yeah,
TD. We don't need to. Nothing TD. Else needs to be said. TD?
How about MS?
No?
No, that doesn't work.
No. That doesn't work.
No.
I got to go how by about, Stink.
Or,
oh, there you go.
Or, the other way to do it is Hall of Famer Terrell Davis.
Yes.
Who is
yes.
wearing the gold jacket. Man, that looks good on you.
Yeah.
That looks good on you.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah. It's okay, right?
How many times a year do you pull the gold jacket out?
Like, so this is my second one. So the first one I got, I wore it out. Like,
really?
I wore that thing. Like, I wore it to bed. I wore it.
I'll be out grilling.
To kids' parties. I wore it to track meets. I wore it everywhere.
And then you just had to get another one because it, like, I think I would every now and again, like, whenever, like, you know, my wife Lisa was just, you know, because, you know, you get married and you kind of lose control, right? Every now and again, I think I just have to wear it around the house. Maybe just underpants and gold jacket.
Nah, so I thought that by this happening,
going to the Hall of Fame,
that things would change around the house. And I was like, things are going to change right here, man. Like, I'm just going to be treated like a king. My kids going to treat me like a king. The wife's going to treat me like a king.
They don't care.
My wife gave me 1 week. She said, you got 1 week.
1 week so, with the gold jacket trump card.
And so I don't know if you've ever seen somebody washing dishes with a gold jacket, but that was me. Sleeping and washing dishes.
Yeah.
And then at the time, our daughter, she had diapers. So I'm changing diapers. I'm like, the Hall of Famers ain't supposed to be changing diapers.
Right.
Man. You know what I'm saying? So when they say, well, how much has your life changed? I'm like, it hasn't.
Right.
Like from that standpoint, right. Nobody around me treats me any differently. Like nothing's changed.
That's how you know they really love you.
Exactly.
Right?
I mean, that's the way I prefer it, too. Like, you know, don't treat me like that.
Yeah.
What would your advice be for Steve Atwater right now?
Be patient, man. Be patient. Temper your expectations. Be prepared for both because it is a hard process. And you try to allow yourself to just dream and say, what if? But then you got to think, man, I can't control what the voters do. I can't.
Right.
You know, I can't go play and go, you know, rush for another 1,000 yards. I can't do that. He can't go make another tackle. He can't go get an intercept. He can't do anything about it. So he is totally at the mercy of the voters. And so just, you know, look in. Just enjoy the process. It's hard, though. And be prepared for both outcomes.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because during your candidacy, how many times did I talk to certain voters and how many people called me about you and tell me why and give me something and, you know, and I spent probably an hour with your presenter and just, you know, kind of explaining what the difference was. Because one of the big things that hurt you over the years was, well, everybody else came in and rushed for 1,000 yards, right?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, listen, Orlandis Gary, I love him. 1,200 yards, TD would add 17. Like Mike Anderson, 14, TD would add 2,100. Like TD in that season would have set the record over Eric Dickerson because we took him out at halftime of, you know, Dallas and Philly and Washington and, you know.
Right.
I mean, so think about what we could have accomplished in that run on the 2,000-yard season. And so my question to you is how many guys have come to you and said, okay, make your case for this year it was for offensive linemen. I've been on the Baselli train, on the Steve Hutchinson train, talking to guys. So how many guys, I mean, how many of these presenter type guys have come to you and said, okay, give me something on Atwater or give me something on this guy or that guy?
Yeah, all the time.
Right.
Yeah. So anytime we have somebody goes in, like it was Pat Bowlen, you know, obviously,
right.
last year, two years ago. So then it's always that. I mean, it was Shannon. When Shannon went in, and they were calling me, asked me about that. No call about John Elway. No calls about John. No calls.
I got tried.
Yeah, no, but Steve, because Steve's case right now is people look at numbers a lot, and they a lot of times they miss that the human element, and that is the guys he played against and the guys he played with. And I'm like, understand, go back to Super Bowl 32 if you just want to take a small little snippet of Steve Atwater. Right. His impact on that game was incredible.
Right.
I mean, he got the strip sack on Brett Favre. Mm-hmm. You know, he had the crucial, I believe it was a third down play where he knocked everybody out.
Yeah, right. Everybody.
Everybody.
Including himself.
Including himself. You know, but he was just that force on our defense, man. That he was that glue on our back, in our back end. And he kind of helped me out personally. He would tell me stuff during practice where he's like, hey, when you do this, I know where you're going. Or keep your head up when you're blocking on this. And so he would always talk to me about certain things to do. But Steve, you understand, we had an incredible, our scheme was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I don't shy away from that. People say, well, you're playing the system. Yeah, I did play the system. So what? I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
What's your point? Yeah, it was a great system. Absolutely. But when you do that, you got to be able to take advantage of it, and you got to be able to add something on top of it. I mean, yeah, it's a great scheme, but we had players who didn't play well in that scheme. A lot of running backs went there and didn't play well. But we had some guys who did play well. So I don't care. I mean, there's great players that are playing great schemes, but no, I think Steve, back to Steve's point, Steve should definitely make the all.
Visit with Terrell Davis. How much do you watch San Francisco and say, oh, yeah, I see that. I recognize that. Yep, we did that.
I don't know. That offense looks a little different.
Does it? How?
I don't know if you feel the same way. But, well, they do a lot more shifts and motions, and they have all these little, like, in the rounds. They got jet sweeps. They got a lot going on. They got a lot more window dressing than we did. I feel like we didn't do as much of that. But once the play starts, that's just 18 handoff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's this. Oh, that's 16 power. Oh, that's trap. Yeah. So you see it once the play starts to evolve, but they do it on purpose. They do it because they're trying to make you think they're doing something so elaborate. And that's on a few runs, a few plays that, like we used to do, they only ran a few plays out of different personnel, different formations, but they put a lot of window dressing on it to where, as a defense, you've got to look all over the place, and now you're not as aggressive. If they want to be able to set the edge, okay, well, motion a tight end over there. All right, we'll set the edge over there so we can get down, get to the D-gap. So Cal does a lot of that.
Yeah, I think one of the, I've been calling the illusion of complexity in the running game, right? They just give you so many different looks and so many different things to look at, and they condense formations, and then they're in 22, and then they're in 21, and then they're in 11 and 12, and all that kind of stuff. And ultimately, I think one thing that's a little bit different, and you're right, they're running 18 handoff, 19 handoff, that's what they're running. They have a little bit more volume than we had.
That's
with
what I'm
the
saying.
Shifts and stuff.
Yeah.
There's a little bit more volume, but the bottom line is, if you look at the base, the root of what they're doing, it's exactly the same stuff. It's just been attitude. Every year there's another little wrinkle, another little piece of the puzzle.
That's what it is. They just add on. They're just tagging it with a lot more things on there. And I had a chance to kind of watch them in training camp, and they'll do it game specific. They'll see something and say, okay, instead of us running this, all right, well, Kittle, instead of you going and getting the linebacker, you get the defensive end. And that'll just be for that game plan.
Yeah.
That's it. They'll run the same stuff. And it's fun to watch. I can tell you that. Seeing somebody run for over 200 yards and a quarterback having only eight.
Yeah, it's fun for me to watch running backs run, like go back to old school football, to watch a fullback. And there's nobody better than Juszczyk with all that. I mean, he will just absolutely, he'll screw you over with bad reads with his eyes. And he's like, he's slamming at the defensive end. And he cut back on the other DB. It's unbelievable to watch that.
Well, nobody is more well-versed in dealing with and playing in Super Bowls with migraines.
That's right. You don't need to see, TD. Just answer the question. You don't need to see on
out there. So you can close your eyes. You can close your eyes. Or imagine you're back out there.
I can't believe Mike said that. You don't need to see. Just get out there. They won't believe we're going to run if you're not out there.
You're working with Rayvow.
Yes, right.
Which helps acute migraine treatment. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, as a kid, I mean, here's one thing. Most people think that headaches are just like, migraines are a bad headache. No, they're not. There's a migraine is a neurological disease that affects more than 30 million adults in America. And it's the second leading cause of disability in the world. It's only behind heart disease. So with those numbers, you're like, wow, it's more prevalent than you think. And so as a child growing up with migraines, that was one of the things I was kind of faced with. Number one, that there was a stigma with migraines that only women had migraines. And as a matter of fact, 1 out of 10 men have migraines. 1 out of 5 women have them. And it was something that I couldn't talk about because I'm in football. I'm a tough guy. I can't tell my coach that I have a headache because he's like, nope, get back in there. And so as somebody who doesn't, you're trying to explain to people, but it doesn't make sense. So you keep it to yourself, and you don't tell anybody. You just kind of suffer through that. And there was no options for me once I got an acute migraine. And now RayValve now provides an option with which wasn't around before, and really for pain freedom. And it works within 2 hours, which is great. Didn't have anything like that. So that's the beauty of what Eli Lilly is bringing now. Is there? And as a matter of fact, today's the kickoff of RayValve. Go to RayValve.com, R-E-Y-V-O-W.com, or go see your doctor. I encourage anybody, if you're going, if you have migraines, go see your doctor. But there's certainly options right there. And so Eli Lilly has come through with that.
That's right.
Hall of Famer, Terrell Davis. Yeah.
Just absolutely unbelievable. And, you know, I've seen him go through it where he's been on the training room table during a practice. Like, I mean, and it's a miserable thing to see. Of course, I didn't care when it was in the Super Bowl. I wanted to get your ass back out there.
I don't care. No, you said that about, he's like, I don't care if he's hurt. He's getting 2,000 yards whether he wants to or not.
We'll drag him for 2,000.
I had cracked ribs, man. My ribs were cracked. I had knee problems.
You know what I want to say? How much for the rib? 10 cents for some coke in my hand?
But I would say, man, hey, listen, Stink was awesome, man. If you want to say, I had one of the best offensive lines in football for a number of years, with Stink right there, with Big Zim out there, T-Bone. We had Tom Nalen as our center. We had a great line, man. Yeah. So
that's good to see you.
Matter of fact, what'd you do with that Rolex I got you, man?
I still got it, man. Got of course it. I've got that Rolex.
Right, where's that Rolex I got you?
Yeah,
man?
And the golf.
I kind of want it back. Can I have it back?
Yeah, you can borrow it. There's a rental fee.
It'd be like the both of ours. I'll just hold it at my house.
Yeah, exactly.
Terrell Davis joining us. All right, coming up next, could the Broncos find themselves a mentor for Noah Fant? That's next.
You work hard for your business, so should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.